Sonic Erotica.
Okay, so I was laying down on the couch and just started to breathe down into my pelvic area and down into my feet, and just releasing, just opening my mouth, letting whatever sounds were there to come out. And that, like, I'm not really sure how to explain it, but it's just my body just starts vibrating and shaking. And that just the more I was breathing and coming into feeling, being present, the breath really connects you to your present moment. But yeah, really all that was happening for me is I was just coming into being here and feeling what that's like. Yeah, and it's quite delicate and beautiful and painful and so simple. You know, just being here, just breathing and feeling what was in my heart, and allowing myself to feel everything that was in the room, and this lovely woman feeling her energy and her guidance and her support in me, just feeling, letting go of what I think that should be like. Yeah, on one level I'm aware of what's happening around me, you know, the energy being moved, the hand movements and the space that's being held, but also, you know, there are feelings of like the numbness in me, where I'm not really feeling what is happening. But then I feel like, you know, the person who's holding space for you, or if they're present, they'll be touching on that and shifting your awareness to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel the sensations of even not being touched at times.
For me, when I'm in that energetic state, I find, like, there's lots of different levels to it. And I can be in the street or somewhere that's really public and it can be rippling through me, but I'm focused on keeping it small. Not small, but just allowing it to come through my body but not fully expressing it.
Yeah.
But I'm still having that sensation. And it's like, for me, it feels like I'm a bottle of fizzy Perrier or champagne, and all the bubbles are just coming up in my body and they're just like pulsing. And then there's times where I'm by myself and the energy comes on, and I might be at home or in bed or on the couch or somewhere, and I can allow that to come through more, and it happens in different ways, and I sink into a deep place and go into orgasm and bliss. And then I find when I work with someone who works with this energy and is present and has the sight and the awareness of energy that might be stagnant or pooling, and can be of assistance to guide that, my awareness there to those spaces to help move it, then I find I can drop into I don't have to stay, I can really drop into a deep state and just feel that guidance and help to release a lot more. Then when I'm by myself, then I can go into deeper bliss. Working by myself and moving the energy, like I physically move the energy with my hands, I'll be lying there, and if I start to breathe, I put my hands on my body, cupping my breasts, just holding them, not like squeezing them or anything, just literally gently placing my hands under my breast and stroking my heart. And breathing that energy, that allows more energy to flow through, opening in the heart. And a great place for people to start on their own exploring this energy, holding the space, is if you're working for the female, having your hand just gently placed at the back of the neck. And this can happen, you can be fully clothed or naked, so if you're with a friend or with a partner, but just lying down on the floor and really just dropping into a place of awareness of your body and just starting to feel sensations, and then start to feel your heartbeat, and then just breathing deeply in through the nose into the belly, allowing the belly to expand and have that presence in your breath. And then as you're breathing out through the mouth, but also extending that out through the heart. So you feel as if there's like tiny little holes all through the heart area, and all this light and air is coming out through that. And then just the hand gently cupping underneath the breast, the left breast of a woman. And then you start sinking your breath into the same rhythm. And it's almost like you're gently becoming that one space. And if you imagine like your bubble.
As you exhale, as you exhale, the inhale.
And also, even if it's you're breathing at the same time and space, it's just becoming that awareness of breath and flowing in and out. And then, yeah, just allowing them to just drop into a space, and whatever needs to come up, just letting them be.
Yeah.
And loving.
Yeah.
So I found in the last probably 5-6 months, this energy is becoming really, really strong for me, and it's opening up a lot more. And I'm using, it's like a GPS. It's it gets triggered, and I can now like feel when it starts to come on. And if I'm around certain people, the energy starts to open up in me, in my heart, and I can feel my full body start to shake, and I get guided and directed to different things. It's like it pulls me to different people. And I've been finding I'm having the most amazing experiences. And like this guy that I've met recently, I just literally got out the car and my whole body is fully shaking, and I'm starting to go into full body orgasm on the street just by feeling his energy is in my vicinity. And I walk up to him and I can't stop shaking for like over an hour. And I'm just I'm not shutting it down. I'm allowing it to just be and seeing what happens the more I open up to this.
Yeah.
And I know, like, spending time with you and me being in this state
triggers me.
Yeah. And, like, we've got to spend quite a lot of time together over the last couple of months. And it's been beautiful how, like, our energy has got to sort of expand together and sharing that, and I've really enjoyed sharing the journey with you. And
it can be like going through sort of guilt and shame sometimes for me about being in public feeling orgasmic.
It's not just very PC,
looking at a tree or just walking,
sitting on a tram
totally. I don't know, I guess working out maybe what the appropriateness, navigating that, like still being true to how I'm feeling and not shutting down.
And sometimes it's about not being appropriate.
Yeah, totally.
And breaking all stereotypes and just allowing it to let rip and, well, this is who I am.
Yeah, this is how I feel.
I'm not going to apologise, I'm feeling like this and I'm not going to...
You're feeling how you're feeling. Yeah. I'm feeling how I'm feeling.
And sometimes when I've let that happen, get very mixed reactions. Like, it can trigger people, like, to anger. But then other people are just like, what is going on? I want some of that.
You can definitely tell, like, walking around, like, together or separately, I so notice people's reactions to us.
Mm.
Just curiosity. Not even like we don't need to be doing anything in particular or saying anything. But people are just drawn to that and drawn to like...
the shaky energy.
Yeah. This, you know, it's like there's something there that is familiar to them.
No, it's a pretty amazing state to be in.
It is. It's a gift to share.
It is.
And
here to share it.
Yeah.
Copyright SonicErotica.com.